White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 6th, 1903. My dear son, Willie, Maggie has just informed me that you will receive a letter from me if I send it in the morning's mail. It is now 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I must write to you to let you know that my entire trust is in God. By figures and symbols, I have been deeply impressed that we need not take upon ourselves any burdens that we do not know how to manage in detail. Satan is a cunning, deceptive general, and we must not give heed to everything that shall be devised by him. We need not feel compelled to work out the solution of every problem that we cannot understand in order to meet Satan's wiles. Nor am I to keep my mind reined up to thwart Satan's devices. Why? Because God is supreme. He is our stronghold in time of trouble and perplexity. If we put our entire trust in him, we shall find that he is an all-sufficient guide. We are not to consider what we can do, but what the Lord Jesus can do for us, if we exercise faith and fear not, neither become discouraged. We must have confidence in that which God can do for us. Last Friday, I was stirred strongly to write out some things, and I had this manuscript copied, thinking that I must send out a message of warning at once. But afterward, the Lord signified to me, "Lay it aside for future use. If men do not evidence that they have changed, you will be prepared to give instruction in regard to their cases. Look unto Jesus. There are those who are as full of assurance and self-confidence as the human agent can well be that their course is right. But such ones should study carefully the record of the last evening the Savior spent with his disciples. After the last Passover supper, Jesus said, 'Behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed.' And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.' And the Lord said, 'Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.' And he said unto him, 'Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death.' And he said, 'I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.' And he said unto them, 'When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything?' And they said, 'Nothing.' Then said he unto them, 'But now, he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end.'" Luke 22, verse 21 to 37. Peter, in his self-confidence, was presumptuous and fell. Let us learn a lesson from this. Let us not keep our eyes too much on the things that those who know the truth will attempt to do,
We need faith, strong, persevering faith. We need entire trust in our leader. Our strength lies not in what we, poor, finite beings, suppose we are able to do, but in what we know Christ will do for us. This we may learn from the teachings of Christ. One came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter, and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all, and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew 19, verse 16 to 30. Men and women are to labor for Christ in accordance with the commission given them. Just before he left his disciples, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. In Mark we read, And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 20. The angels of the Lord excel in strength. One angel appeared before the Roman guard appointed to watch Christ's tomb, and caused them to fear and quake, and to become as powerless as dead men. Yet the whole scene was forever stamped on their minds. A mighty angel, with exceeding great glory, descended from the heavens to the earthly sepulchre, and, laying hold on the sealed stone, removed it as he would a pebble. Then the mighty angel, with a voice that caused the earth to quake, was heard to say, Jesus, thou Son of God, thy Father calls thee. Then he who had earned the power to conquer death and the grave came forth and proclaimed over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. The soldiers hastened to the priests and with quaking hearts, told them what had happened. The faces of the priests were as those of the dead. Caiaphas tried to speak. His lips moved, but they uttered no sound. The soldiers were about to leave the council room when a voice stayed them. Caiaphas had at last found speech. "Wait, wait," he said. "Tell no one the things you have seen." A lying report was given to the soldiers. "Say ye," said the priests, "his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept." Matthew 28, verse 13. The soldiers sold their integrity for money. They came in before the priests, burdened with the most startling message of truth. They went out with a burden of money, and on their tongues a lying report, which had been framed for them by the priests. The lying report was spread far and near, but there were witnesses to Christ's resurrection whom the priests could not silence. Certain of the dead who came forth with Christ appeared to many and declared that he had risen, and Christ himself remained with his disciples for 40 days after he rose from the dead, and before his ascension gave them their commission, bidding them go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In this age, a time of satanic wonders, everything conceivable will be said and done to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Let believers say nothing to extol Satan's power. The Lord will distinguish his commandment-keeping people with signal marks of his favor, if they will be molded and fashioned by his Spirit and built up in the most holy faith, hearkening strictly to the voice of his word. Let us humble our souls before God. Let us work with an eye single to his glory. Let his praise be continually on our lips, for the benefits that he bestows are daily renewed and should be acknowledged with thanksgiving. God is long-suffering and of tender mercy. Should he deal with us according to our perversity, according to our foolish, erratic course, our changeableness, where would we be? But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 103, verse 14. Remember that no human being is of himself sufficient to stand against the wily foe. Hide in God, and be sure that the Holy Spirit is with you. You can conquer the enemy only as the Lord goes before you.
If we stand in the great day of the Lord, with Christ as our refuge, our high tower, we must put away all envy, all strife for the supremacy. We must utterly destroy the roots of these unholy things, that they may not again spring up into life. We must place ourselves wholly on the side of the Lord. Tribulation and wrath will surely come upon those who profess to be Christians, yet who accept the principles of Satan, departing from the commandments of God, in the daily life living a lie. Can we not see the uncertainty and shortness of time? There are many, many who are unready for the Lord's appearing. If they continue to act like the wicked, to cherish the principles of the wicked, they will be punished with the wicked. If they betray the truth of God, causing the messages given by him to become an uncertain thing, can he shield them from disasters by sea and by land? No, no! Awake, my brethren, awake! Seek righteousness and stand under the broad shield of omnipotence. This is your only safety. God calls upon you to seek him with humility of heart. Read Daniel's prayer and see if your experience will stand the test of fire. God will richly bless those who humble themselves before him. His mercy and grace will be extended to all who wear the yoke of Christ, responding to the invitation, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 29 and 30. My dear son, I can write no more tonight, for it is growing late. I thank the Lord that I am as well as I am. I shall not, unless specially directed,
go to any place to attend meetings, for this takes time that I need for the preparation of matter that should come before the people. We must not allow ourselves to be chilled to death by those who know not what it means to walk with God. We must have increased faith. Then we shall understand what it means to be true medical missionaries. So many use this name, but do not do the works signified by it. May God help His people to arouse from their lethargy and come to the living fountain. We must not allow ourselves to enter into contention. We are to speak words that make for peace and grace and truth. We are to search our hearts diligently, humbling ourselves before God. We are to respect our brethren, but we are not to place them where God should be, for they are but men. I miss you much in my work, and shall be very glad to see you again. Come home as soon as you can. In much love.